USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democratic congressmen and a group of Republican senators are getting a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous. And they should finish the wall."
King Soopers is stepping up to help those impacted by this week's mass shooting at one of the company's locations in Boulder, Colorado. The company donating $1 million to the Colorado Healing Fund. King Soopers spokesman Kelly McGannon also saying that when you go to the grocery store, you will be able to donate at any of the grocer's check stands. That money will go to the Healing Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
At least 7 people are dead and hundreds of homes damaged by tornadoes in the southeastern United States. Pelham, Alabama resident James Dunaway regrets not taking this threat seriously.
I ignored the warning. I shouldn't have. I'm lucky to be here.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Other deaths from tornadoes were in Mississippi and Georgia. Christian dessert maker Jack Phillips was back in court this week to fight a civil lawsuit over his refusal to create a cake celebrating a gender transition. A cake described by his legal team as a setup aimed at catching Colorado's best-known cake maker. The 3-day trial wrapped up in Denver and could bring the baker back to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mr. Phillips has long argued that he serves all customers but won't make products that convey messages with which he disagrees, including Halloween and anti-LGBTQ cakes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A bright light lit up the Pacific Northwest sky and had everyone talking.
At around 9 p.m. Pacific time, multiple people recorded what seemed to be a meteor breaking up in the skies over Oregon. Witnesses say the light was very bright before it exploded. Video shows an amazing light show lasting almost a minute long as the pieces slowly break apart. Astronomer Jonathan McDowell says the Falcon 9 second stage from the March 4 Starlink launch failed to make a deorbit burn and re-entered after 22 days in orbit. He said the re-entry was observed from Seattle all the way through to Northern California. McDowell also said the deployment rods from the Falcon 9 should be down sometime next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Hundreds of people turned out Thursday night for the largest vigil yet to mourn the 10 people killed at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado this week.
Several years ago, we had another shooting at our local King Soopers there, and it's just sad that this keeps popping up and it keeps happening, and it seems like, you know, enough time passes where we forget the last shooting and then another one happens and we don't do anything about it. We don't act on it. And I think that's really frustrating to see.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.